In the name of Jesus, amen. There's a big difference between temptation and testing. God our Father tempts no one. St. James is clear about that, and we need to be clear about that too. God doesn't dangle sin in front of your eyes like a fishing lure and dare you to disobey. That's the work of the devil, of the world, and of your own sinful flesh. Temptations begin with desire, the heart turned away from God, the heart that doesn't fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Inward idolatry, being selfish. Desire gives birth to sin. Sin gives birth to death. But don't blame God for that. That's on you. When Almighty God told Abraham to offer up his only son on Mount Moriah as a sacrifice, he wasn't tempting Abraham to sin. He was testing him to see who his God really was. He was taking that spirit-created faith, which is counted as righteousness, and putting it through a refining fire to show Abraham and all of you what it means to really and to truly trust God's promises. Go and sacrifice your son, your only son, the son of the promise, the son that I gave you, the son that you've waited all these long childless years for. Now that's a test. But with testing, there's always a way out. God the Father isn't into breaking faith, but into building it. For Isaac, there's a ram caught in the tree, as it were, a substitute sacrifice caught in the wood. Jesus, for Isaac, as it were. And that's where all of God's testing of faith, all of the trials and all of the pains and all of the sufferings of this life are intended to bring you to Jesus for you. To the sacrificial Lamb of God, nailed to the wood of the cross in your place. God will provide, faithful Abraham said to young Isaac. And God did provide. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And immediately after his baptism in the Jordan River, Jesus was cast out into the wilderness by the Spirit. Seems like an odd way to put it. Ekbalo, the Greek says. Cast out, thrown like a ball. It's the same thing that happens to the unclean spirits around Jesus. They are cast out. Like the cursed goat of the Day of Atonement that's driven out into the wilderness bearing the people's sin. But here, the sinless Son of God, still dripping wet from his baptism, is cast out by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness where the wild things are, the place of Satan. And there, he is both tested and tempted. The Spirit casts him out into the wilderness. The Father tests the Son, proves him. Is he the faithful Son the Father declares him to be? 40 days in the wilderness without food or drink will prove that. Israel in the wilderness proved faithless, so they wandered for 40 years. Now Jesus takes Israel's place in the wilderness. A one-man Israel. And the Father proves him faithful. He's tempted. Weakened. Hungry and thirsty and alone. He confronts the accuser. Satan. St. Mark doesn't give us the details of that temptation. It's enough that Jesus was tempted by Satan. Tempted in every way that you were tempted. Jesus takes your humanity in its most weakened state out into the wilderness, and he faces the full blast of all of your temptations. And in his weakness, he emerges victorious. Jesus conquers in weakness, not strength. Remember that. The secret power of the cross of Christ is revealed here. This Jesus conquers the devil's might with a strength that is hidden in weakness, in total reliance on the Word of God. And so we see that the pattern is always water to wilderness, from sea to dry land, from the Red Sea to 40 years in Sinai for Israel, from the Jordan River into the wilderness for Jesus, from this font out into the wilderness of your life. Because yes, you too have a wilderness to wander. Jesus didn't go out into the way of the wilderness just so that you could glide along the express lane to the promised land without any issues. Contrary to what the prosperity preachers of our day say, Jesus is the way through, not the detour around difficulty in this life. The wilderness, of course, is this life. It's this life lived in between the waters of baptism and the promised land of resurrection. And there's plenty of snakes and plenty of scorpions and plenty of wild beasts along the way. Disease and violence, forces of nature, the will to control. There's corrupt governments and adulterous bedrooms, gunfire echoing in hallways. There's false religions and false belief. There's distorted views of the world, distorted views of yourselves and of God Almighty. There's greed and arrogance and pride and prejudice and immorality and drunkenness and gluttony and anarchy. And there's the sorrow and the grief of death and loss. And you are cast out into the midst of this wilderness as baptized believers join to Jesus, hungering and thirsting for righteousness. And right there, waiting to pounce, is the old evil foe, Satan. Defeated, but not yet silenced. Chained, but still mobile. Stalking around like a roaring lion in a Roman amphitheater, looking for some isolated weak believer to snatch up and devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith of Jesus. Your life is a time of testing. God puts that faith of yours, which he worked in you, to the test, through the fire, not to destroy it, but to refine it and to strengthen it, to reveal that 24-karat purity of his work, free from the polluting slag of your works, to prove that he is faithful to his promises and that he will see you through no matter what circumstances this life may bring you. This is life under the cross of Christ. It is trudging through the wilderness with Abraham, up Moriah with his son. It's walking with Jesus in the lonely hour of temptation when your only friends are the wild things and the angels. But there's good news in the wilderness. You don't walk alone, but together, as a body, as the body of Christ. You are all bound together in baptism, in body, and in blood to walk this wilderness way together. It's a well-known rule. In the wilderness, there's safety in numbers. Even more, Jesus himself walks the wilderness way with you. He's paved the path ahead of you, and he walks in your midst. He's conquered the devil. He's tamed the wild beast. He's defeated death by dying and rising. And so we sing it boldly. He's by our side upon the plain with his good gifts and spirit. This present wilderness is full of Jesus, waiting with bated breath for the spring of resurrection and life that Jesus brings. This time of wilderness testing, this time of temptation, may seem like a long time when you're in the middle of it. Even a few days of suffering seems like forever. But viewed from the eternal side of things, it's not really that long at all. 40 days, like Lent. And Easter and the new creation draw ever near unto you. Amen.